ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the trial of Fiji's former Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, over allegations he used his position to get two policemen fired is underway in the capital, Suva. He's pleaded not guilty to making an unwarranted demand with menace to the then acting police commissioner to terminate two officers in 2021. The police commissioner at the time, Sitivene Kiliho, is on trial alongside him, charged with abuse of office for sacking the officers. Both men are already serving jail sentences after being found guilty last year of interfering in a police investigation into the University of the South Pacific in 2019. So joining me now is FBC journalist Nicole Kuma, who is covering the trial. With that, I say, Bula Nicole, thank you for joining us.
Bula Vinaka, thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Do you mind if you could walk us through the background and, you know, the primary allegations against former Prime Minister Viringa Bainimarama and also ex-police commissioner Sitivene Kiliho, please?
Yes, of course. So in this case, the former Prime Minister Viringa Bainimarama and former police commissioner Sitivene Kiliho had made improper demands to the then acting police commissioner Rusiate Tondrafu to terminate two police officers, Sergeant Peniali Rati and Constable Tomasi Naulu. Specifically, it is alleged that Bainimarama, in his capacity as Prime Minister, threatened Tondrafu with resignation if he did not fire those two officers. And it is alleged also that Kiliho, as the Commissioner of Police, later abused his authority as Commissioner of Police by overruling Tundravu's disciplinary decisions and terminating the employment of those two officers in question.
Okay, well then what is the expected duration of the trial, and do we know how many witnesses are anticipated to testify?
Yes, so this trial started yesterday, the 5th of August, and is expected to continue until the 29th of this month. So okay, that's quite a long time. And also, there's 22 witnesses that will be called in this matter.
Mm. Do you know what were some of the key witness testimonies that emerged on day one, though?
So on day one, there were about four individuals that took the stand to give evidence. So the first witness was actually the former defense minister and the current opposition leader of parliament, Iniaseri Ratu. So he did give compelling evidence and testimony. And I believe there's also the deputy director of the human resource management of the Fiji Police Force and the director of registry at the police force, and also a former police prosecutor who undertook the disciplinary proceedings, or rather who presided over the disciplinary hearing of the two officers who were terminated.
Nicole, you know that this is it's quite a rare case, right, in Fiji, where former top-ranking officials, especially including a long-serving former prime minister, are being tried for alleged abuse of office. I mean, how significant is this case for Fiji?
I would say this is very significant because it involves high-ranking public officials and political figures as well, and they also have some other cases. They were also tried and convicted for another case for which they're serving time for. So this is actually quite significant, perhaps maybe first for Fiji, or maybe a very significant case, because there's a lot of eyes on this case, and also this can also be a turning point in Fiji's systems as well. And also this can set the tone for the future as well, that individuals who hold public office are not immune from scrutiny and from the law. So yes, this is very significant for Fiji.
Wow. Well, what's been the public reaction then to the trial so far?
So far, the public reaction has been very fair. A lot of people are actually turning to our pages and other medias as well, and seeing the updates on what is happening and what are the developments that took place on day one. So I would say public reaction has been very positive and very fair at this moment. And as continue today and throughout this week, I think it is expected to grow.
All right. Well, Nicole, look, thank you very much for keeping us across the trial and what is happening. I'm sure once we know the results, we will be in touch with you again. But appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Vinaka.
Vinaka, that is FBC journalist Nicole Kuma speaking to me there from Fiji.